Hello, welcome to the new season of Chatter for Change. My name is Connor Wolf.
I'm Carly Drury.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Jacob Harley.
And today we're going to be talking about the school, the community, and a lot of stuff that we've been doing over this summer. Jacob, why don't you start us off? What have you been doing over this summer?
Over the summer, it's been an interesting and wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Idaho, actually.
Oh.
But
that was fun. Had a lot of potatoes, french fries.
Actually, no, there was more corn than potatoes.
Really?
I didn't see a single potato there.
Potato corn.
Potato corn.
Potato corn.
Yeah. It was interesting. Some bad, some good, you know, just mm-hmm. how the summer goes. What about you, Carly?
Well, I went to church camp and 4-H camp and 4-H day camp.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of camps there.
Lots of camps.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Jenna?
Well, I went to Myrtle Beach, like, right after school ended.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah, and then a week or two later, I broke my arm at cheer practice. So
how'd that happen? What'd you do?
We were going up in a build, and then I was, like, dropped because
mm-hmm.
I knew I was tight and everything else because I did it before. I did it with another build group, and I was doing it with mine, and then I just fell.
Funny story. After Jenna broke her arm, we went swimming at the YMCA, and she swam with her arm over her head the whole time.
Well, also, I had it against the thing. And it was just very funny when I did break it because I was laughing and crying at the same time. And my sister and my mom were laughing at me crying because they've never seen me cry really and how I cry.
Like, wow.
They said it's very dramatic.
Very dramatic. All right. I'll say this. I haven't done much this summer besides just mow a lot. I usually mow on the weekends and just sort of be at the house, you know, cleaning, playing with the dog.
A homebody.
Yeah,
homebody. I'm like that. I don't like really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually how it is over the summer, to be honest.
It's like we took a vacation, or they were like, we were planning a vacation. They're like, Connor, what do you want to do for vacation? I'm like, can we just stay home and not do anything?
It goes like that a couple times if you don't have plans.
No, if we don't have plans, we're like half across the state, you know? That's how it always ends up for us.
Well, I mean, everyone's different.
Yeah. It's like we can't be home without doing something. I'd like to just be home and not do anything.
Just
yeah.
lay
That's
in bed.
Never happening, yeah. Play some
Need
cards.
Some relaxing time.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, though, I prefer hanging out with friends over the summer. Mm-hmm. I like to actually be able to do things and not just be stuck at home the entire time.
Yeah, it's good. Especially after last year of being completely isolated for like 3 months straight.
Definitely.
That did something, you know. It's like I really appreciated actually being able to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's really good to surround yourself with good people so that mm-hmm. you don't get into bad things.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives right next door, so I could have had her over a lot because our families are close and we just walk to each other's house if we want to do something. And I like to hang out with friends if there's like a plan. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like to just, like, there has to be a plan.
That's it.
Just right. to have fun, like go to somewhere, go to like an arcade, a mall, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of which, soon enough, I think a couple of us are going to be bowling soon.
Are we?
Yeah, I've got a bowling thing going on. I haven't talked much about it yet. A little sneak peek into the future.
Sneak peek into
some
the
bowling
future.
Going on. Yeah.
Speaking of the future, what are you guys looking forward to this year at school?
CAD.
CAD.
I'm excited to do some CAD. That got stripped away from me for the first half of the year. That hurt. When I came back, we actually had to do some, but I still didn't do as much as we should have. So
yeah, weren't you virtual?
Yeah, I was virtual yeah. for about like 3/4 of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, this year was short.
I think we forgot to say what grade we're in.
Oh, we did. We did.
We are all in junior grade.
We are all juniors.
We're juniors.
Yeah, I think Jacob's the only one here doing early college.
No, Connor, you are actually doing
yeah,
early college.
Yeah, I'm doing early college. We're working with it.
It's going to be very exciting, very troublesome, but it'll pay out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to be able to do CAD even though you're doing early college?
Yeah, I believe the early college classes are only going to take about like 5-6 hours out of the school schedule. So I think I have 2 classes I can still take.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll probably do like art and CAD because that's what I do every year.
Yeah, and I was talking to Sydney like the other day, and she said that y'all would be in this Austin's room. Y'all wouldn't really go to the college that much.
Yeah, next year, however, we're actually going to be able to be obligated to drive to the college. Yeah,
that bummed me out. When I heard that we would have to be at the high school, I was like, dang, I was getting excited to have Jacob drive me to the community college every day.
I haven't even gotten my intermediate yet. I need to get my hours.
I'm going to get my music playlist out. They're going to listen to tunes all the way there.
Oh, yeah.
Get McDonald's sandwich, can't even eat it.
I don't like McDonald's that much, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Only their fries. Only their fries.
Their fries were okay.
Their apple slices, too.
Not when they're salty, though. When they're really salty, it's too much.
They're either too salty or just not enough.
Yeah.
It's never in between. Never.
That's how it is. What about you, Jacob?
I don't know. It's just going to be a big difference than what we're used to going to college for this year and next year. Because even though it will pay out, it's just going to be an entire new experience for the both of us.
Mm-hmm. I said, we have a couple of people in the youth council that have gone through the early college.
We do. So we do have a couple of people that have gone to early college that are able to supply us with a couple bits of information and hints, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've only heard the best about it.
So. You've only heard the best.
I've heard
both sides of the story.
I heard it's hard, but you can do it.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Which usually y'all aren't, since y'all are usually at the college. Well, if in earlier years you wouldn't be able to do field trips, but maybe this year, like, you can do more field trips.
I think we will be able to participate with all of the high school stuff, especially since we're at the building.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I've heard most about early college. If they regret it, it's because they don't get to participate in any of the high school stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which, yeah. I haven't been a big person on all the high school stuff anyway, but yeah.
Pep rallies.
Pep rally. Woo!
So much fun. I like those, they love.
Jenna nice. Loves pep rallies.
I love them. I love doing a fight song in front of my grade. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
They all clap.
Clap, yes.
Yeah.
I can't do cheerleading things. I'm just sitting there at practice, just literally just sitting in between the coaches.
Must be a big shame.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, they want me to fly, like they want me to get better, and I'm just like, yeah, me too.
Fly?
Whoa. I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, I'm a flyer.
They throw her up in the air.
Oh.
Yeah, you've seen me be flown in the air.
I thought you meant just like airplane or something.
I was thinking like Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear, and Woody when you're
I mean, basket toss, maybe, like you could do a move like that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's always fun being a part of a sport.
You get to dunk.
At least, like, I'm glad that mine isn't every single day, which I might end up doing something else too.
What later are you going to end up doing?
My mom and Lily are trying to get me to do soccer.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, which I like soccer, but then also I'm a lazy person.
Yeah, me and Carly used to do soccer a long time ago.
Jacob did it too.
Don't disclose me from that.
I didn't remember that Carly was there until she brought it up to me. So now I'm just forgetting that you were there.
I think we all just did the youth soccer.
Yeah.
Like,
we did
everyone.
Upward Sports mm-hmm. with one of the churches in Providence.
Yeah.
I remember being covered in mud one day and then going over to Jacob's house.
It was great. I remember it was always muddy for some reason.
It was.
Yeah.
But I remember one time I was going to kick the ball and I flung my shoe off.
It
went flying in the air. It was majestic.
Everybody thought it was a bird.
Yeah, which y'all know how small I am now, and I was very small when I was little, and my Mimi was the coach, so I talked her into letting me be the goalie just this once. Let me be the goalie.
Yeah, that
and
was...
then the time it got kicked to me, it got kicked straight at my stomach. Ooh. But I didn't cry.
Yeah.
I didn't cry. I'm proud of that.
I remember whenever I was goalie, I would always try and punch the ball away.
Mm-hmm. So y'all are like, when I was goalie, but me, I was always the goalie.
You were
there
always
was only
the goalie.
A couple times where I wasn't. And it was always because my mom was like, get out there and do some running.
I don't remember ever being goalie.
I don't remember you being goalie either.
I
did not like being goalie.
I'll say, it's fun, but I remember one time we had a game, and the entire time they were on the opposite side of the field.
Oh, yeah.
So I sort of just, I literally picked grass.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate about being goalie or defender. You're just sitting there, mm-hmm. which I run sometimes. Like, I was with this one kid's parents that they coach, and I always was with their team, so they had me like a midfielder is what they called it then. Sometimes they have different words for it, but I was always running or either defender.
Yeah. Like, I had popcorn there. That's like the number one thing I remember is like getting done with the game and eating popcorn.
I always got
the slushies for me.
The slushies. I don't remember there being slushies.
I don't remember either. I remember the slushies.
I remember there was like ice cream.
I always got pickles.
Pickles.
Yes.
No, oh, I remember
pickles,
that.
Pickles, 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 bubblegum. Anytime you go somewhere, anytime you go to a game.
I always had a pickle or a hot dog.
Or a hot dog.
Or both. Sometimes I had popcorn, but not that often.
Not that often.
Which I'm a weird eater. I'm very picky. Yeah.
But oh. She does eat pickles.
Yeah.
I'm
not scared of pickles.
I used to be very picky with my food. But, like, nowadays, I mean, sushi, steak, pork, anything you put on my plate, I'll eat it. As long as it's not pineapple.
I don't like pineapple.
Cantaloupe.
I don't like pineapple or melon or cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is the best. That or grapefruit. Those two, love. I'll eat those all day.
I can kind of understand that, though. Pineapple is one of those fruits. It has a special quality about it.
Pineapple is the best.
I've never had pineapple.
I'm not ratting on the pineapple.
They're too liquidy.
Are you putting it on your pizza, Carly?
I am putting it on my pizza.
I do that too.
Pineapple pizza eater over here.
Pineapple and pepperoni. It's the way to go.
Guys, I thought we said no controversial topics.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a big mouth sometimes, you know?
Well, he brought up pineapple and then Carly's like, I love it. So that only means one thing.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple on your pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple actually has a special little factor about it. Science fact for all you people.
Sponge?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Pineapple has proteins in it that actually eat skin cells.
like inside you, or yes. Like if you like place it on you.
Well, both.
Like the fish.
So whenever you eat a pineapple, mm-hmm. the pineapple is eating you back.
Whoa.
And that's why sometimes your mouth will be tingly after you eat it.
That's like something metaphorical, you know.
It is.
That's the type of thing you read in a fortune cookie.
Are we just gonna blow over that? Connor said something about SpongeBob.
Yeah, I was like, nobody got that.
No, yeah, I got it.
You got it.
Oh,
SpongeBob episodes are the best.
Yeah, the old ones.
The old ones are the best.
I've never watched SpongeBob.
Oh. Dollar store DVD away, you know?
You know what I'm looking forward to for Yes Youth Council? I'm actually looking forward to do field trips this year.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get to do anything.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go to Walmart and shop for those Christmas angels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the Thanksgiving baskets and our competitions with it. It's always fun.
Walmart's always
My
fun.
Team's going to win.
Connor, you always tricked me into buying the higher priced stuff.
Did I?
You did.
Yes.
But wait, were we on the same team or not?
We were not.
That's why.
My team's going to win.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see about that.
I don't know who my team is.
Tune in next time to figure out who wins.
Yeah.
That will be a while away, Carly. I know.
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
It's like Thanksgiving, isn't it? That time.
When is Thanksgiving? November?
Yeah.
It's like...
November.
It's November.
Third week Thursday, something like that.
Yeah.
I just never know when it is because of that.
Man, y'all making me want turkey now.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about shopping about turkey whenever we brought this up.
Yeah.
Jenna, what are you looking forward to other than Walmart?
Well, it's always fun whenever we do the activities and like with the little kids and all that. Mm-hmm. And I always love touring like the eighth graders because it's always fun to tell them about the high school. And like and tell them in like my whenever I tour, I always tell them about like the independent novel studies because I never expected that. And it was fun touring my sister this year.
I like doing all the skits and stuff, especially the ones where we put the boys in prom dresses.
Yes.
Those are the best.
I still have the video.
My, I still have, like, kids come up to me to this day saying, I remember you. You were in that yellow dress. And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was crack Carly.
You were crack Carly. Well, I was like Goody Gloria.
Oh yeah, you were
You were the one that won.
I was the one that won.
You were the one that didn't do drugs.
I didn't do drugs, tobacco, alcohol, any of that sort of stuff.
Remember. Which that's good.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
That's why they won.
Doing drugs.
Be a Goody Gloria, not a crack Carly.
For those of you who don't know, this is the beauty pageant skit, and the purpose of this skit was to show that if you do good things, then you always win.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
That's a good point.
Even if the world may seem against you sometimes, doing a good deed is always a good thing to do, whether people may think it is or not.
Whether you see it or not, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that we do skits about more than just drugs. Like with the Pebbles skit, we do about bullying and all that.
Mm-hmm. We just show that
peer pressure.
Being a good person is a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It is very nice. It's very inspirational.
Yeah.
Speaking of good deeds, something good we can do this year with Youth Council is community service projects.
Yes.
Which we didn't get to do last year, which we usually do in January, I think it is.
It's like we missed
like volunteering at the food bank
and Molly's Mutts.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting if I go to Molly's Mutts because I've got a...
You have allergies.
A lot of allergies. I've got both cat and dog allergy.
Which Connor, aren't you allergic to grass?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I am
why
too.
I can't roll
yeah,
in
it's
it.
Very fun.
It's like...
Yeah, take a Zyrtec every day.
Yeah, that's how
just
I
just because of it.
I used to be really bad about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm better about it.
I'd sneeze every time I go outside.
My Flintstones vitamins.
Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah. It's nice. I hear somebody mowing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
You don't?
No, I wouldn't
Maybe
hear
it's
I hear
grass
it.
Talking.
I would say it's my papa, but we're in Dixon. He loves to mow and see prey everywhere. He's just...
I guess I've got an ear
for
the mowing.
Mayor. Yeah, he's the mayor of Seabury, and he loves mowing.
Oh,
as soon as we
that.
Got home from vacation, he mowed the yard. Yeah. And then he mowed my... He mowed my yard. At my house. He loves it. And then Gordon and Will go with him, my little brothers. And they're starting to love it. And Will has his little toy mower and goes around mowing. And it's just fun whenever you have somebody good in your life to follow... And has an example.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to spend the night with him every night.
Yeah. That's another good thing we can hit on, is that being a good person can also be a very good leading example for other people to do good deeds as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which that's what we talk about, like what most of us say whenever we're doing the, when we introduce ourselves at the skits, like at each school, we're all separated at which school we introduce ourselves at.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be a leading example for other people, but a good leading example.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk my sister into the Yes Youth Council.
Yeah.
I've tried to talk a couple people into it.
I've tried to talk my girlfriend into that, but she's like, she's a very nervous person. She doesn't like to socialize very much.
Yeah, Youth Council is a very outgoing thing.
Uh-huh.
You reach out to people and... You have to be able to put yourself out there.
It's going to be fun having Emma on the podcast.
Yeah, it's like, it took me a while to mold.
Mm, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm also pretty shyish around different people.
Yeah, I thought you both wouldn't talk today. Like, I knew whenever Jacob came in, she asked, he's like, I'll do production.
Do production.
Yeah. Production's just kind of my forte.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was doing.
Always let you edit for your news team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
At the middle school, which they don't have it anymore, which is sad.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad, but it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to touch on one topic. I've been thinking about this recently. My cousin, she's in from, like, Rhode Island. She's moving to Nashville, and this is going to be the first year that she's going into high school. And so her parents and her, they're both sort of scared about it, about going into high school, because it's a big building. It's got, like, a couple, like, I think it's, like, 10,000 something. And they've got three different high schools, so they're always scared about that.
Mm.
So I've just been thinking about, like, people going into high school. And it's, like, our high school's a lot smaller.
It is.
So I feel like that makes it more comfortable
for people. Like, you know, a lot of people, like, at least from, like, whenever you do, like, ABA basketball or mm-hmm. if you do soccer or the baseball, you at least know some of them. That's what's good about them. Like, they integrate them mostly. Mm-hmm. And, like, they might start out as all them being separate, but then they'll start, like, slowly integrating them.
Yeah. When I went into middle school, my friend group was completely different of what it is now.
It was me, you, Audrey, Josh, and Owen, 7th grade and 8th grade year. Yeah. And then now it's, like, all different people. But we're still, like, nice to each other friends, except for maybe one.
Me and Jenna are really good friends, except for when she breaks her arm and ruins my birthday.
I didn't ruin it. I did not. Whoever, like, dropped me did. And also,
COVID.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jacob, y'all have anything else to touch on before we head out?
I don't entirely believe we have too many topics to hit on anymore. I believe that we've covered most everything.
Like, I've got a topic. But well, I don't...
Of course you have a topic.
I mean, school hasn't started.
You always have a topic.
I always have a topic, and it's very off topic.
We can talk about, like, school, because it hasn't started, and mm-hmm. we still are waiting. We're waiting for our schedules, and I want to know what classes I'm in.
I'm really ready to go back to school and see all my friends.
And talk.
That's what I'm excited about.
No, so far, we don't have to wear masks. I know that.
It's optional.
Yeah. Optional. Okay.
I most likely will wear a mask. It's just become a bit of a habit for me.
Make it a style.
Get
a, like, you gotta, like, gear yourself up with your mask.
Oh, yeah.
People on TikTok are talking about how it's gonna be a trend with our kids and everything later on. And they're just gonna maybe, like, hey, can I have your mask from the 2020s?
I'm gonna be a grandpa, and the little grandkids are gonna be like, "Grandpa, what's that mask you got on the shelf?" And I was like, "Oh, I remember that. Back in 2020, the great corona hit the streets."
Oh no.
I'm just glad whenever I had to wear a mask in my classes. Gosh, that was like, every time you breathe, it would fog up, and then you have to have them sit off, like, off on the mask, off on your nose a little bit. Like, farther down, and then you'd be, like, wearing them like how some grandmas do.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, at least you don't wear your glasses all the time.
Yeah, but I got styes a lot from stress.
This is true.
Yes.
Alright.
Well, we did mention school again. Mm-hmm. I am excited to go back into school, definitely. Mm-hmm. Experiencing the college type of experience is going to be new and interesting. And probably stressful. But of course, it does take hard work and determination to progress.
Mm-hmm. Just to get through high school.
Just to get through high school,
Do your work. That's the number one thing you gotta remember.
That is the number one thing.
Yeah, well, try your best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jenna, they've talked about what they're looking forward to on the early college side. Yeah. So since me and you aren't doing it, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to probably going into Miss Puckett's room whenever I can, probably during second chance breakfast, and drawing crabs on our boards like I always do. Oh. Every single day in her class, if it was on my assignments or anything, I would draw this crab. And at the end of the year, I drew it all over her board. And then it was just funny. They were all playing games.
I wonder if they're still there.
I don't think it is. I think they cleaned it all.
That's sad.
You're mad about that, Jenna.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have double the amount of teachers that are going to be like, I remember you from last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, interesting. And then FBLA stuff, which me and you are also
the president now.
I'm vice president. Yeah, so much fun. Yeah, Carly gets to do all the open house stuff now because me and Taylor did the freshman 2020
thing.
All right. Well, Jacob, do you want us to hit us off?
Oh yeah, I'll wrap up.
All right.
So, in conclusion of today's episode, we're all excited to hit the books again.
Very,
very,
very.
Just no online books.
Well, we got to.
We have to do online books.
Very sad.
But in the end, be a good leading example to everyone, even if it's just got to be yourself.
Yeah, and do your work.
And make sure to do your work. be a good child.
Alright.
Or adult.
Find good people.
Find good people. Be a good example and don't do drugs, kids.
Alright. Thanks for listening to Chatter for Change. Tune in next time where we talk about my cardboard presentation.
Your cardboard.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The camera, everyone.
There's no camera.